We fight our battles
with the Lord, amen.
Or we may say we let the Lord fight our battles. But the awesome thing it said at the bottom is that the victory is yours.
Amen.
Someone say, how did you come through that time of depression? Jesus.
Amen.
How did you come through that time of mourning? Jesus. How did you come through that time of sickness? Jesus. Yeah. What changes your frowns into smiles? Jesus. Think of that. When we come through things, He gets the victory.
You know?
Yeah. The old devil tries to squash things, you know? But you realize we are surrounded by the Lord. We're surrounded by His angels. They're watching over us. And how do we fight our battles? Jesus and praising Him. You know, that really confuses the devil. I shared that yesterday a little bit. But being in time of trials and stuff, and man, we lift up our voices, we praise God, and we praise the Lord. And the devil, like, what's going on here? It kind of reminds me of the Grinch that stole Christmas. Remember how it is? He goes in and he wipes out, takes all the prizes and all the presents and stuff at nighttime, thinking, I'm going to squash this happiness of these people. And they get up in the morning, and the tree's gone, the presents gone, and next thing you know, they're gathered outside. And they're singing. And he thought, well, just maybe Christmas a bit more than presents, and I won't sing it for you. And folks, that's with us. You know, we don't, there's nothing that we need other than Jesus. Everything else is a bonus here on earth. But I'm telling you what, it's Him. And we praise Him in the middle of our storms. Why? Because He is our hope. He's our salvation. He's everything to us. And the devil don't understand that. But we get the victory, and the victory goes to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I'm just going to share a couple of things this morning. I know I always say a couple of things and it goes on, but you know, I just, my heart is that the Lord just want to encourage us. We've all been going through some stuff lately, amen? And it seems like our family and your family stuff, that a lot of people are going home. You know, they're stepping into the presence of God. And so when that takes place sometimes as we go through it, sometimes Satan tried to get in there and started discouraging you, trying to lie to you, you know. And we can get ourselves weak at times, but I'm telling you, if we stay focused on the Lord and His Word, it strengthens us. And the Word of God says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave is in us. And man, as Jesus rose again, our loved ones will rise again. And they're in the presence of God right now. We are a soul and spirit. But soon, very soon, I'm telling you what, we're going to be reunited together. And God don't want you to get weary. Don't think He forgot about you. Don't think the devil won. No, the devil is defeated. Understand that. What you're doing is not in vain. As you worship Him, honor Him, as you share Him, one by one, more people come to know the truth about the Lord. And one by one, they're being snatched out of the hands of the devil. He's losing battle after battle after battle. And that's why He doesn't like us. You know? We should never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. That what breaks chains and sets people free. Man. He set me free too, brother. You know that? Who'd ever think I'd be free? I mean, who'd ever thought me and John Cameron would be in church together praising Jesus? Nobody would ever thought that, you know? Amen. But He's a miracle working God. Amen. He is. It's awesome. But I just have a couple of scriptures to share with you this morning to encourage you. Can we all just remind ourselves when the old devil comes around and tries to tell us something? He tries to lie to us. I'm going to be in 1 Corinthians here for just a little while this morning. So everything Jesus did, He did it for us. And even when we were at our ugliest in our life, He still did it for us. He still loved us. He still cared for us. Maybe when the whole world had nothing to do with you. The whole world turned their back on you. Maybe you couldn't find a friend nowhere. Jesus still died for us. He died to rescue us. How awesome it is when people come to know Him. I mean, it's just awesome. And every time another soul is snatched out of the hands of the devil, we should always be rejoiceful and thanking God for that, you know? I know sometimes, you know, people say, man, it's not fair. When I served God all my life, in the last second, that thief on the cross cried out to the Lord. That don't seem fair, does it? I'm like, well, wait, hang on a second. Who owns the heavens? God. Who put out the invitation? God. I think it sounds pretty fair. Amen? Amen. That's where our hearts need to be. And I'm telling you, He can change lives in a heartbeat. He can change just like this. The ones that you think would never, ever come to the Lord. I'm telling you what. You just stay faithful, stay in your prayer, and let God be God. Man. But in 1 Corinthians, did I tell you where to go yet? Okay, well, I'm in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. And we're going to go to verse 1 here. Because everything that we believe in, everything that motivates us day by day, is based upon one thing, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If He didn't resurrect, we're wasting our time, aren't we? As I think the Scripture says, let's go out and party today, because there's no consequences tomorrow. But we know that's a lie, right? But here's Brother Paul is sharing with us. He says, in verse 1 of chapter 15, "Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, and unless you believe in vain." Otherwise, man, this gospel, hang on to it, believe in it, okay? And follow it, okay? You know, if you do it in vain, forget it. But if you're doing it because you're a follower of Christ, oh, man. Remember, God isn't about all these roles we do, amen? He's a God that we receive, and He's in us, and He'll guide us. Oh, He loves us. He'll give us complete guidance. "For I delivered to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time." Raised up from the grave, hanging out with His followers, 500 at one time. I mean, great testimony that Jesus rose up from the grave. "Most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, He appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, and not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God." Now look at the guilt that Paul's carrying right now, okay? Now we look back and say, man, that's false guilt. But look how heavy he was. Say, man, I used to persecute the church. I used to kill the Christians. And now I'm an apostle. I'm not worthy to be called that. Well, he isn't, except for the blood of Jesus. Amen? Think of that. And that's us. The devil will get in your head and say, you're worthless, you're unworthy. How can you share the gospel? How can you claim to be a follower of Jesus? Why? Because of the blood of Christ. You know, it's not me that lives, but Christ who lives in me. That's our mindset. That's how we can do this. That's why when you get around the people that you used to maybe hang out with in the days you shouldn't be hanging out with, that you can live for Jesus and not be ashamed of it. Don't be scared. You know, Brother Kenny, awesome yesterday. Stood up and the Spirit of God fell on you and you brought forth from your heart to His Word. Amen. He does that for every one of us. Not to be ashamed of that. And when you say, oh man, I want to talk to my grandpa about the Lord. I want to talk to this. You know, He'll give the opportunity. Just open your mouth up. And the Holy Spirit will guide you to speak His words. His words. All He needs is your mouth and your willingness to yield to Him. And it changes lives. Changes lives. Mm. But Paul says, but what's that? Oh, verse 10. Okay, thank you. We said 10, I think 10:4. I'm going back now. "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." Woohoo! Amen. Think of that. By the grace of God, each one of us. We're where we're at today because of Him. "And His grace towards me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Whether then it was I or they, or we preach, and so we believed." Think, he recognized, okay, it's Christ in me that's doing this. You know, and folks, your life will get a lot more, I won't say enjoyable, calmer. You'd be less nervous. Be less nervous when you know it's Christ in you. You know, you can't offend anybody. Now, the word of God that you speak might offend people, but it's supposed to do that. You know, were anybody ever offended when you heard the gospel before you come to Jesus? Yeah, I have been offended. What do you mean I need Jesus? Yes, offend me. What? No, I don't need him. Look who I am. Yeah, me and John both tell you. Yeah, we're cops. We're going to heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers. Yes. But it offended us because when you tell me about Jesus, you're saying that I've sinned. And I'm telling you, well, I'm not near as bad as some of you guys in this place. Is what you think. You know what I'm saying? But man, you speak it out anyway. I had a fellow, and I've shared this before, but down GE back in 1977, I think it was, on the 2014 press, all you do is preach to me about Jesus. You tell me about Jesus, you know. I'm a long-haired dude. I don't want to hear, you know, I know who Jesus is. You know what I'm saying? I believe in Christmas, you know. But he was not afraid to speak the word of God into my life. You know, it was 20 years later, it took root. From the words God's word that he preached to me and my wife praying for me and the church praying for me. But he wasn't ashamed of that. And I can't wait to get to heaven. He's in heaven now. I don't know what his name was. We call him Hummer. He drove a school bus. I know that. That's all I remember. I was part time. But man, when I get to heaven, I'm going to slap him on the back and say, thank you. Thank you for not being ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Now, verse 12, it says, now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also in vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. Otherwise, say, we're preaching something against God if God did not raise Jesus from the grave. Man. He said, for if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are all men must be pitied. Read again. If we have hope in Christ in this life only, we are all men must to be pitied. Otherwise, if our Christ that we hang on to, this Jesus that we walk with, if we only do it for the things in this world here, if we only do it for better jobs, we do for better houses, we do all this stuff, if that's the only Jesus we hang on to, man, we need to be pitied, okay? Because that's all the Jesus we're going to have. Amen. You know, if he wasn't resurrection from the dead, we'd have no hope for anything. Think of it. But see, our lives isn't about this world. Okay. Now we all like, I like cushions on my chairs. Amen. Okay. I like driving a car that don't break down. Amen. Yes, yes. But my hope and my trust is in the resurrection blood of Jesus Christ, who raised up from the grave, who will raise my body back up to my soul and spirit if I would go before the rapture of the church. Amen? That's where my hope is. Okay? And so, it goes back to us when we witness to people, and we mean well at times, but we say, hey, man, just give your life to Jesus, your life will be better. You know? You need a job? Come to Jesus. You need a car? Come to Jesus. Okay? Now, does he give us those things? Yes. Does he take care of our children? But the number one thing that he does, first of all, is take away our sin debt. He takes away our sin debt, and John 1:12 says that we become a child of God. And he is a good, good father. He takes care of his children because we carry his son with us. Amen? Amen. But if all we hope for is Jesus for the things in this world here, man, we're on the wrong page. It goes a lot deeper than that. Yes. You know, whether we're rich or poor, no matter what we are, we come to Jesus for who he is, the redeemer of our soul. Oh, man. And again, here just like a few months, look how much joyfulness we have in brothers and sisters, husband and wives, aunts that passed on. Well, she's not, well, her aunt passed away about a month ago. Awesome. 91 years old, 90 years old, believing in Jesus. Wow. And she couldn't see no more. Okay? Still loving the Lord. And man, she's in the presence of God now. She's all better now. Wow! And what relief that brings to us, knowing that. Amen? That's having that born again. And that's because Jesus raised up from the grave. And that same Spirit lives in us. And our loved ones today have been before us in the presence of God. When we were saying, Holy, holy are you, Lord. They're up there saying, Holy, holy are you, Lord. Oh my! That fantastic? I mean, oh, what an encouragement. Then Paul goes on here. Hey, brother. One thing about keeps us a close-knit family. We don't have much room here, do we? But, you know, I love it that way. I'll tell you what. I love being together, you guys. But verse 20. But now Christ has been raised from the dead. He's the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. Now, also, he has been raised up from the dead. Adam brought death in when he sinned. Amen? And that's why we're born in a sin nature. That's why our body still dies. That's why this body, this cardinal, will lay down someday, okay? It's the penalty of sin is what? Death. But that is a flesh death. But through Christ and Him in our life, boom, we are a spirit and a soul in here. Again, you're looking at my soul. You don't like me, you don't like my soul, okay? It's the Spirit of God that motivates me. Think of that. Isn't that an awesome thing? And when this body stops, boom, my spirit and soul is released. I'm still Starkey. I'm just not trapped inside this cardinal body. Man, I get a new body. We get a resurrection body, man, when the trumpet sounds, man, we are going to be brought back together. We'll have a body like Jesus. And I can't wait to run through a wall like he did. I don't know how he did it. I know we all got dumb things we're looking for. But he ate fish. So where did it go? And he turned around and went through a wall. I mean, I don't know where the fish fell out. I mean, I don't understand. I can't wait to find out. You know what I'm saying? But that because of Jesus, we'll never, as Brother Kenny brought out yesterday, we'll never face that second death. This body here, we're, but you know, I want you to know it. LeBeta, Brother John, that day you went out on the porch, came back, he was in heaven. I mean, just think of that. Oh, my lands. But that quick, a second. I mean, I don't even know how, it's not even a nanny second. It's quicker than a nanny second. I mean, it just, it's quicker than a toddler with something in his hand he's supposed to have. And he's running across the floor, right at you. Oh, my. He said, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, that to those who are Christ at his coming, then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the God and the Father. When he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And so the last enemy that will be abolished is death. Amen. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he has accepted to put all things in subjection to him. Man, surrender it all to him. Amen. Amen. And if we can jump down to 42, just down there a little bit way farther. So also in the resurrection of the dead, it is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. He is sown in a natural body, he is raised with a spiritual body. Wow, when this thing is put down into the ground, boom, boom, it is like sowing me, okay? Because I had this, I'm going to get a resurrection body, a spirit body. A body that will never, ever fade away. A body that will never get sick, no disease, never, no pain, no nothing. Yeah, and we believe, as we study the Bible, that most of us, I believe, will be 33 and a half years old for eternity. Why do you believe that, Pastor? Because that's what Jesus was. And he said, when he comes, we'll be like him. And wow, can you imagine him 33 and a half again? Wow. I love me. Amen, brother? Just think of that, Bob. Woo. Can you imagine we're all going to be built the same, probably? Boy. None of us look at me and say, boy, Pastor needs to go on a diet. You know what I'm saying? But what an awesome time that's going to be. And to be with Jesus. to walk with Him. I mean, His presence. I mean, we felt His presence here this morning as we come together, believers, the Spirit of God's here. But can you imagine a constant time? I mean, the peacefulness that we'll have. Oh, I'm ready for that. I am ready for that. Mm. And there's no news media in heaven either. Mm-mm. But raised to a spiritual body. It'll be the good news. Oh, wow. I can see that now. I'm Diane Coe reporting today, and we have the good news for you. That'd be good. Mm. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Woo. Remember in Genesis, when God breathed His spirit into Adam? He became a living soul. And that spirit connected us to God. Well, that body, boom, 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 was alive. We sin. And Jesus says again, what we got to do? We got to be born again. Born of what? Born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. And so we receive Christ, that Spirit comes back into us. Boom, we're connected again. I always say that's why we go to heaven, because the Spirit of God is in us, and when His body stops, that Spirit returns to heaven. And it takes my soul and spirit with Him. All I got to do is hang on. I'm scared of heights. It says, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. Folks, you know, when He created us, He gave mankind dominion over this earth. So it takes flesh and blood to have any authority at all on this earth. And that's why God works through us. Remember that. No matter what you look like, who you are, God needs a flesh and blood body on this earth to work through, because He gave flesh and blood dominion to mankind. So with His Spirit in you, folks, it's similar to Jesus walking around the earth. Think of that. You know, Jesus could only go one town at a time, one person at a time. Remember when He said that you would do this, even greater things? Remember He said that in Scripture? Do greater things? That, man, what could be greater than Jesus? Well, he's talking about the church, the body. I mean, today when we leave here, when I get done here in a couple hours, we'll go, I sit here worshiping today. I had John in my head. Because John told Rita, hey, when the pastor starts pacing back and forth, boy, it's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a long one. So I sit here today like this. Oh, I don't want to. But when we leave here today, and I don't get this out of context, there's going to be, 35 Jesuses going out. You know, some's going to Dresden, some's going to Tyndall, some's going to stay in Coshocton, some McDonald's, okay? But see, and we'll be out where the eyes and feet. And over here, you might be in line at Walmart, and you're witnessing somebody. You know, like Jesus is talking to somebody, the lady at the well, okay? At the same time, you might be over here at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you witness somebody talking about Jesus. So look how it's multiplying. You're laying hands on the sick over here. You're testifying about Jesus. So the greater thing the church has done, because we can be a lot more places. You know? But the Lord can't do anything if it doesn't go through us. See how important you are? Man, when the devil tried to tell you, who are you? Well, I am nothing, but with Christ I'm everything. Greater He truly is in me. And the differences that you're making in life. But at the same time, don't forget to allow God to make a difference in your life. Take time to hang out with Him just one-on-one for your own needs. Amen? And we got to do that. I mean, some of you raise kids. Okay? How wiped out did you get at nighttime? Oh, my land. They sit there. I didn't. I worked midnight. And my wife did. But if I just have a day of rest, ever say that? Right? Well, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to rest in Him. In fact, we need to rest more in Him than we're out in the world. Okay? What I mean by that? But He'll bring that peace, that strength. Because if all you do is out there, you're going to get burnt out. And you say, well, Jesus didn't. Well, Jesus lives in us. But He had unmeasurable spirit. Understand that. So don't be afraid to say, hey, not this week, I'm taking a week off. Or not today, well, no, I can't help you here, call this person. Amen? We need to do that. We got to keep ourselves mentally, spiritually, and physically sound And it does that by resting. The Master rested. God created everything. It says He rested, right? Amen. So if God took a break, don't you think His creation should do that also? Amen. So don't be afraid of that. Don't let the devil get in your head. Huh? Oh, okay. I thought maybe I said something the wrong chapter again. But don't let the devil get in your head saying, well, you're taking a break today? You're out there fishing today? Or you went to a card party today? Yeah, John is fishing, yeah. He goes, he's a liar. He wants to wear you down. You need that time. And sometimes you might be unpopular when somebody wants you to do something. Say, no, wait, I'm sorry. This is my day of rest. Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't be sorry about it. Who lives inside of you? Jesus does, right? Okay. Do you ever stop and get new tires on your car? You ever stop and pump gas in the car? But it takes that to fuel up, right? You don't like to do it at times, but you have to do it if you're going to go somewhere. Otherwise, that car is going to flat tires and no fuel. Same way with us. We need that time of God and let Him pour into us. Amen? It says in verse 47, the first man is from earth, earthy. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthy, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also all those who are heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. Man, and that's what's inside of us. You know, He's already in here. But we're going to bear it to every, we're going to bear it outside of this physical for eternity. He's already in there. But you know what? He has to get out, if I put it that way. And Carol sings the songs. I can't sing it. But he says, when this holy hills, about this vessel, how's that go, Carol, about the vessel? House of flesh, could you share it just a second? This house of flesh. Yes. It's my spirit, right. So, I take my fight like a mighty... Oh, I love that song, man. Okay. But this is a house of flesh, and it's holding my spirit, my soul in here right now, okay? But someday, man, my spirit, my soul, I'm going to pop out what God always intended us to be, you know? Man, a spirit man. Woo, nothing holding us back. A couple more verses, I'm done. And verse 50. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Now, nobody here today drove your car right through the church door, right? Some of you is close, okay? But you didn't. Why? Because motor oil and tires and metal cannot occupy inside of the church. You had to park that car and walk in, right? Well, that's the same way with us. Our flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. In order to get in there, we got to park this thing. Now, our spirit and our soul, again, that soul is who we are. We exit and we go in the presence of the living God because of Jesus in our life, okay? So, what he's saying is, when our time comes, if it would come before He comes, don't be fearful. Don't be scared. He promises His angel will show up. He will take us into His presence. So don't let the devil get in your head. Don't let him get you to shut down. Don't love this life more than that you love the Lord. Amen? Amen? I mean, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. He said, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on the immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal have put on the immortality, then will come about the saying that is written. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain that you do in the Lord. Amen? Amen. So when the devil gets into you and tells you to give up, what is worthless, it ain't working, he's a liar. And Brother Paul said, man, don't give up. Just keep going. One day at a time. I know it might be a cliche, but that is so right. One day at a time. He even tells us, I think it's Luke 6 or Matthew 6. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. We don't have enough problems. Just take care of the day. Amen? Amen. Praise God. But I'm telling you, he is coming back for the church. Man, we're going to be reunited with our loved ones. We'll be in the presence of the living God for eternity. Think of that. This place isn't our home. We're just passing by. In the book of James, it says that we're only a vapor. On the scheme of things, our life is about the same thing as a vapor. You know, it pops up in the morning, and when the sun hits it, boop, it's gone. But you still have 24 hours, right? And you forget about, in 24 hours, you can't remember what that vapor looked like. Well, our time on earth would be like that. We'll be in the presence of God for eternity. And this time, all the heartache and pain mean nothing. And if we're only here as a vapor, and we got eternity with God, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can get to the next day. We can have people make fun of us. We have people persecute us because of the love we have for Jesus. Okay? It might hurt our feelings, I'm telling you what. It might make you, oh man, Lord, I wish that it was. But remember this. As you're following Him, you're doing what He called you to do. Love Him. And let God take it from there. And soon, very soon, man. Man, awesome, awesome resurrection. The Bible says the trumpet will sound. The dead in Christ will raise first. The soul and the spirit comes back. Reunited. Then all of us, who cares where we're at, will be changed. And we'll be out of here. And then the 7-year tribulation will start, and we'll be in heaven, and we will be celebrating the marriage supper of the Lamb. Woo-wee! I'm ready to eat up there. No calories in heaven. Amen? Amen. Praise God. God is awesome.